Weapon upgrades are a new feature for the Half-Life franchise, and fictionally, this mechanic paired well with Alex's tinkering nature. We approached this design challenge first by thinking about what sort of upgrades could be meaningful and also provide additional value to players without removing established interactions. With limited resin to spend, the upgrade system also provided an avenue for players to personalize and invest in their favorite weapon, or streamline an interaction on another weapon, increasing its value to them. For example, the reflex sight still requires players to physically aim, but it improves the feedback on exactly where their shot will hit and exposes previously hidden enemy weak points. While some players enjoyed this feedback and new targeting opportunities, others didn't and would instead focus on upgrades that suited their style of play. This allowed players to spend their limited resin on upgrades they cared about the most. Another aspect of weapon upgrades that we focused on was not necessarily obvious when we first started to design and test combat in VR. Due to the more physical nature of combat in VR, it can really push on the mental and physical capacity of certain players, as they're required to utilize both their hands and move their head to take in the environment dealing with enemies. While this is a very natural experience, there's also a lot going on at any given point with reloading and combat. As we observed players in some of these more intense combat situations, we started finding opportunities to allow some upgrades to reduce the number of times a physical interaction was required, or reduce the complexity of a particular interaction. The autoloader on the shotgun is a good example. When added to the shotgun, the normally slow, methodical action of feeding shells into the gun is replaced with a far simpler, faster interaction of slapping the shells into the autoloader before they get automatically fed into the gun. This allows players to look around, focus less on the gun while reloading, and take in more of what's going on around them.